Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And you've been voting away on Twitter for a number of categories, a number of topics that we are going to chat about. Unless, of course, we don't want to, because everyone on the show today has got a wild card in their back pocket that they can play at any point they want if they don't want to talk about the topic that has won out in the public vote, either because they think it's boring, they don't really have any thoughts about the Formula One, or they've not seen the Mic'd Up TV show. Any of these options, not to give you any spoilers as to what has or hasn't won there. But we'll dive straight in with LFC, and chatting to me about it are Carl Kopak, Mike Kearney, Mike Bancoli, and I'm Amelia Bonner. So your options were Endo, McAllister, or Badge Titch. And it was a pretty close one, actually, but everyone would like to talk about Endo, so that's who we're going to chat about. And Carl, we'll start very simply by asking, how do you think he started as a Liverpool player?
Quite shakily, to be honest, but that's okay. I've got no problem with that. He's 30 odd, and he's playing centre midfield. In a league that does not give you any time on the ball. And that's not to say that the Bundesliga is like, you know, mid-90s Italy, where you can basically sit down and, you know, have a chat with your mate before passing. I think it's been a bit of a shaky start. But I was saying this about after the Brentford game. I thought he did really well. There's a few times when he just used the space really well, let the ball come across his body, got things going. God knows how he's got away with that card. But fair enough, I'm happy with that. I like him. I must admit, he's not my first choice, but he just seems to be. I think most clubs tend to have sort of an old timer in the middle, as does the Anfield rep occasionally, to sort of steady the ship and be sort of, you know, the wise head around things. And I think he's basically James Milner, isn't he, for that, but with less violence, I think. I never worry when he's going to come on. I don't think all he's going to do is stop things rather than start things, I think, but. I didn't mind him at all. I'd always play Curtis over him, to be honest, but that's just me.